Welcome to the Month of Movies podcast for July 2014. July. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And what we do is each month we sit and watch movies and then whatever, whatever movies we want to watch and we talk about it to you. However, I have a thing, I have a deck of cards with the 52 best movies of all time that I'm trying to watch by the end of the year.
And I bought a box set of 50 best Warner Brothers movies of all time and I'm working through that. So it comes out to be about a movie a week.
Yeah. So I watched about 8 movies this month, 7 of which are on my list.
I watched 11 movies, and shoot, I didn't count. Oh. 6 of them were from my list.
Well, you watched 5 fun ones, huh?
Yeah, I did watch 5 and 6 of my box set.
Good time. Well, you watched more, so you start.
Yeah, but okay. So the first movie I watched was actually one that I was going to try to get done for June, because it was like the last week of June.
Uh-huh.
So that was the movie for June.
Oh.
But, like, because the week transferred over and I finally watched it on July 1st, so I just missed June. And it was Superman the movie.
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christopher Reeves.
Yeah. Sorry, Superman the movie? I'm like,
no, it's called Superman the movie. The first one's called Superman the movie.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, I've seen it before. It's good. It's not, like, amazing, but it's, like, nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's, like, the first big Superman, you know.
Movie. Yeah.
I mean, because they had the TV shows and stuff like that, but this is, like, where it actually launched, and everyone who thinks of Superman thinks of Christopher Reeve as Superman. Except the kids nowadays, they probably don't. But everything's compared to, like, this Superman,
mm-hmm.
for better or for worse, because this is the movie. Spoiler, that he spins the Earth backwards to go back in time, which is like a joke now.
I was going to say, this is one spoiler that he breaks his back. I'm like, no, that's way later.
No, that was real life. That wasn't part of the movie. This is like the origin of Superman, and he starting at the Daily Planet and gets a job and falls in love with Lois and blah, 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 blah. Lex Luthor is trying to get rich and take... The thing that bothers me about this, it's like, okay, there's a lot of Superman stuff that people know,
because
they read the comics and movies and stuff, but Lex Luthor just automatically knows in this movie, like, I'm going to get kryptonite, because he's weak to that. And you're like, how does he even know this?
Yeah.
He, like, buys this meteorite so he can have the kryptonite that makes Superman weak. But he just knows this. It's not like a trial and error thing.
Maybe it's to be continued from a comic that they're like, hey, people read the comic, right? Yeah.
So I just think that was funny.
Although I think it'd be really awesome if they had an alternate ending where physics actually worked and it spins around and it turns and then everyone just fucking flies off and dies.
But the thing I don't get is he goes back in time to save Lois because Lois dies.
Yeah.
But then it was because she died because he was doing other stuff. So if he went back in time, all that other stuff shouldn't have happened, but it still did.
So basically, other people died because he didn't.
But like, he went back in time. Oh, I saved her. But apparently, all the other stuff he did do, he still did that. So it, like, I don't know.
So he could have just gone back again and like stopped Luthor.
So maybe he was just not fucking around as much. I don't know.
Or he should have just gone back right at, like, 5 weeks, and like, all right, here's Lex Luthor. I'm going to get you before you... Oh, you got me. The end.
Maybe that's how Lex Luthor knew about the kryptonite.
Oh. Because he's done that already before. It's it's like Groundhog Day. Only 2 people know about the past repeating.
Smart? I don't know.
Oh.
So that was the first movie I watched of my box set this month.
Oh, that's your box set. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's in my box set. I mean, I already watched it. Yeah. I don't... It seems weird to just randomly watch that one. But yeah, it's in my box set. And that was movie 25 of my 50, so that's the halfway point. That's why I was hoping to get it done for June. But I gave it a 7.
Okay.
Just because it's a good movie, but it's not that great.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of better movies out there, but I like it because it's Superman and stuff like that, so that's why I gave it a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next movie I watched was also in my box set, and that was The Shining.
Nice.
With Jack Nicholson. Not the made-for-TV movie one. But the funny part is, Scott didn't know this, I never saw this movie before.
I didn't know that. Cause like I have it. I've had it. It's like one of the first Blu-rays I bought, and I think I've watched it probably about 5 times.
And I've never seen it. Like at this point, the only one I've seen was the ABC made-for-TV Shining,
the Stephen Weber one.
And I'm always like, oh, the Kubrick one's better, even though I've never seen it. I just know that it's going to be better.
Plus you probably saw parts like
parts. Yeah, like the famous part where he's like, here's Johnny and the kid going down the hallway on his big wheel and stuff like that.
I could honestly do like a 2-hour podcast just based on the Shining movies.
But yeah, it was a really good movie. And this kind of flows right into my next movie, so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
But the movie was really good. And when I got done watching it, I didn't know why it was really good. Like, there were parts that were really, you know, like, that stood out and, like, overall. But I don't know. There was, like, I think it was working in the back of my mind. Like, there was stuff going on that I wasn't noticing and stuff. Yeah. And so I got done watching the movie, and I was like, I like this movie, and I don't really know why. So then I watched the documentary, Room 237.
Which I have in my queue.
Yeah. So, like, and it made me love The Shining even more after I watched it, because they were going through all these different theories. Because apparently Kubrick was, like, a genius. He had, like, an IQ of over 200. So, like, when he placed props in the background of the movies, he did everything on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you see a movie poster. I mean, like, posters in the back room of the office and stuff. He put those specifically there for a reason.
Yeah.
And, like, symbolized like all this weird stuff in it. So like Room 227, they went through a bunch of the theories and they're pointing out stuff that they're pointing out a lot of stuff that was fact and theories and stuff like that, because there's one of the theologists, I think they call it, which all they did was focus on the blueprints of the hotel.
Okay.
So they made like the blueprints where each room was in comparison to the other rooms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the office where he goes in, the guy gives him the job and stuff. Yeah. You know, at the beginning, there's a window in his office, but behind him was the hallway they just walked through. So that's like a window that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Because they do a shot of them following him, walking him through, and they're like showing like all these different spots. So there's like a lot of weird things to the hotel, like the kid's going on his bike around in a circle,
mm-hmm.
and he's like on the third floor all of a sudden. It's just like he went from the first to the third floor, and they showed like, see, here's the stained glass window from the main lobby that you would see here, and like they're pointing all this stuff out, and they're like, he did this on purpose. Like, because he knew the layout, he could easily have not put that stained glass window there.
Yeah.
And, like, all this stuff. So there's, like, a lot of weird things like that. And I'm like, it kind of makes it more eerie, you know? Like, this stuff's going on purpose. But I don't want to get into all the theories, but I just wanted to point a couple things. Because, like you said, we could have a whole podcast just on that.
Because there's so many things.
But, yeah, The Shining I gave a 7.5. And then the documentary I also gave a 7.5 because they went hand in hand, I thought. Nice. And, yeah, they were really good. So if you've ever seen The Shining, I highly recommend watching this documentary. Unless you hated The Shining.
Yeah.
Don't watch the ABC highly one. Recommend this documentary. Because now I want to go, because they interview so many different people who have all these theories.
Yeah.
And now I kind of like want to expand. And just because I think like they probably have more documentaries on this. Like this topic. But like I want to go and look for that specific thesis. And like each person. Like I'm like, oh, that's.
Did they interview Stephen King at all?
Mm-mm.
Damn it, that would have been amazing.
No, but they did do a lot of talking about how Stephen King hated this movie, and Kubrick and King were like at fisticuffs about it. And they even pointed out the reference that they said, I hate Stephen King version of this. And then and stuff like that. So, but right. So that was Shining was the 26th movie I watched in my box set. And then both of those. Yeah, and at this moment, Room 237. Is on Netflix.
Yes.
So, all
right. The first movie I watched for my list this month was The Deer Hunter, which I knew nothing of.
It's not about deer hunting, is it?
Not really.
Okay.
It's basically.
I'd never seen it, but I always heard it and thought it was about deer hunting, but it's not.
It's I really don't know how to explain this well. It's about a... It's about a group of friends. Like, that's the best way I can describe this. Al Pacino... Not Al Pacino. What's the other one? Robert De Niro.
The other one. I like how it's always De Niro.
Robert De Niro is in it. He's, like, the main character. And then Christopher Walken's in it. And then a bunch of other guys that I recognize, but I couldn't point out. But basically, it's... Those guys, one guy's getting about to get married, and they're like they get together and hang out and stuff like that. But they like to go hunt, they go travel the mountains and hunt deer like every once in a while. It's a trip that they do each year. But one guy's about to get married, and then after they get married, they go up hunting one last time before they get drafted into Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Vietnam. A lot of shit goes down. At one point, they have.
So it's a war movie,
kind of, but not really. But it's like they go to Vietnam, and a small fraction of the movie is in Vietnam. But at one point, like the Viet Cong are like they're bored, so they're having the prisoners of war they have play Russian roulette with each other, and some of the guys just kind of lose their minds so that and whatever, and then the war is over.
Literally,
nice. Then the war's over, and then a bunch of them head back to town, and some people are like, one guy loses his legs, and he's like showing his life after that, and Robert De Niro's just like really shy. He doesn't want people to talk about stuff. But then he finds out one of his friends never came back, even though he was still alive. He never came back, so he goes to try to track him down, Vietnam and stuff like that. Blah 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 blah. It's like that is pretty much almost the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's about a group of friends mainly, and they're and all that stuff. But I finally got that Sunny in Philadelphia reference when they're down in the basement.
Yeah.
He's wearing an eye patch.
I knew that was a reference to some movie.
I finally got that. But yeah, it's a decent movie. The acting's good, but it felt very, I mean, like friendship. But I don't know. I gave it a 6.5. It's decent.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's amazing. But yeah, that's my movie.
That was on your list.
Yeah, that was one of my movies from my list. I'll jump into the next one, and then you can go. The next one I watched is E.T. I haven't watched that since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as I remember. And unfortunately, I got the shitty version that Steven Spielberg regrets doing with the computer-generated E.T. and the walkie-talkies instead of guns.
Where he pulled the Lucas.
Yeah.
George Lucas.
I mean, like, most of the time throughout the movie, it's E.T., the E.T. puppet, which is cool. But then every once in a while, it's, like, computer-generated, because he can do more than the puppet could.
Facial expressions.
Like facial expressions and twisting around. And then other times, like, E.T.'s like, oh, moving slowly, like, what's this? Other times, he's, like, just moving around, like, fluidly. It's creepy.
It's like they should have done the whole movie over if they're going to do that.
Yeah. But I don't know. I couldn't... Yeah, in case you didn't ever see this movie, alien comes to the planet, makes friends with a kid named Elliot, and the government's trying to find the alien, so on and so forth. Kid makes a friend of the alien, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. And the alien loves Reese's Pieces, the first product
placement.
Product placement.
Well, M&M's didn't want to do it because they thought it was stupid or something, or Skittles, I don't remember which one.
But they paid to be in the movie, basically. And well, Eminem, I think, didn't want to pay.
They said it was going to be a flop, yeah. But Drew Barrymore was an awesome actress in that movie. Like, she was just a little kid that had no idea what was going on, but she was...
She did too many drugs.
She was hilarious. The kid who was Elliot was an awesome actor. Like, the kids were awesome actors. Like, that was a good part, but it felt like they kept trying to do, like, symbolism. Maybe I didn't get it. Maybe that's my fault. But like, it felt like they were trying to focus on things that didn't matter too much.
Innocence and stuff.
And it felt like some things happened in the movie that didn't make any sense. It's just like, oh, well, fate took over. Like, because, God, yeah, if you haven't seen it, I don't know. I give it a 6.5 as well.
It's still pretty good.
Because I mainly did it for the acting and for, what's it called?
Nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia. So like, oh yeah, he steps in the pizza box and they open it up and the pizza's stuck to the top. It's funny. I remember that. But now it's like, I don't know, After watching all these movies where creatures or whatever, like, oh, what's this? Playing with this. Oh, this is weird. I don't understand this. Crazy things happen. Yeah, we've seen them all. He falls in the bathtub. Hilarious.
He hides in the closet with the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
The next movie I saw from my box set was Chariots of Fire. And the most famous thing about this is the song where they're running in slow motion, which is the beginning of the movie opening credits, and that's the only time that happens. And then the rest of the movie, the music does not seem fitting because it seems like something horrible is going to happen the whole time, like a horror movie soundtrack. Like, kind of like the sound, it felt like they had parts of the soundtrack from The Shining going on. So I'm always expecting something horrible to happen that'll make this movie good, and it didn't happen.
No.
I'm like, oh, someone's going to get hurt, or something's going to... Because the whole movie is about a bunch of kids who run.
Yeah.
And this is, like, quite a while ago. Like, I mean, the movie's kind of recent, but, like, it's a historical piece. And they're in Cambridge, and, like...
Cambridge.
We're all going to go running. And it's like, Harry Potter, it without the wizards. And they're all at Cambridge. And they're like, oh, we're in a school, and, like, instead of Quidditch, they run, and...
So not at all like Harry Potter.
Except they're in, they're British. But they're American.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a really freaking boring movie, and I'm sorry, but running...
A running movie?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people running, and that's the plot of the movie, is I'm a better runner than you.
Yeah.
Like... like, there was one part of the movie that I actually kind of liked, but I'm not religious, so it didn't affect me. But, because they're doing, like, it's like the Olympics. I think it is the Olympics. They're, like, competing in the Olympics. And the one guy who's supposed to be the best runner ever doesn't... He wants to run and stuff, but mm-hmm. then they scheduled his meet on Sunday.
Oh.
And he says, I'm not running. And they're like, what? You have to. And he's like, no, it's my religious... I said... I'm doing this for God. I'm doing all this running. He gave me this gift and all this, but I'm keeping Sunday the Sabbath. Like, there's, like, a whole scene where that happens. Like, that was the most interesting part of the whole movie.
Because there's actually conflict.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was... I don't know. It was really weird, too, because the very beginning of the movie, all the characters are old, and they're all like, oh, back in the day, da-da-da-da-da. And then it does, like... So it's like the whole movie's a flashback, but then they do flashbacks within the flashback.
Okay.
They're like little kids and like, just like, I don't know. I'm just glad it wasn't like narrated through the whole movie.
Then Jimmy said.
Yeah.
Oh God, that'd be horrible. That'd be so annoying if like they had a movie where their narrator is literally saying, he walked down the path, like just actually describing everything that they're not saying. God, actually I don't know. That could be a little niche thing that you do.
Yeah, that'd be a fun little thing. But, yeah, that movie, I didn't like it. I gave it a 4.
Okay.
4 out of 10.
Oof. Well, why did I say oof? I knew it was like not a 4 out of 6.
It's not a 4 out of 5, yeah. That'd be a pretty good movie. I didn't care for that one. That was my 27th movie. I don't know if I keep saying that. I don't know if I've been doing... I don't think I've done that the rest of the time.
But. I don't know. I don't even know what number I'm on. But what, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. The next movie I watched was The Wild Bunch. And I hate to say it.
It wasn't that wild?
It wasn't as wild as the movie. As
I don't know if I've heard of this the movie. Title.
Unfortunately, I'm not remembering much right now, so I'm just looking at my IMDb.
That's why I leave notes. I take notes.
I know, I should have. It's a Western movie with... oh, shit. Yeah, Ernest Borgnine. That's right. Ernest Borgnine was in it.
It's a what movie?
It's a Western movie.
Western.
It's one of those where a bunch of outlaws, they want to rob someplace. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, remembered. like, oh, yeah, robbing a train, all this other shit. Like, yeah, that's what they do. But then it kind of reminds me of Red Dead Redemption because at one point it's like, all right, the Mexicans want it. A bunch of guns. Like, hey, we're fighting America. We want guns. They're like, oh, yeah. We don't give a shit. We just want to steal stuff. We want to make money. We'll steal some guns for you. So they go to hijack an army, like, train or whatever with a bunch of guns on it. And then, so it's like these guys versus, like, are helping out the Mexican troops who are trying to kill the American troops. But, you know, they're American and all sort of stuff. But, yeah. It was a decent movie. Long, very long, very boring. I can't remember how long. It's like 2.5 hours, I think. Whatever. But it didn't get good until like the very end. At that point, I don't even know why the good stuff happened. Like the fun stuff, I kind of know, but it didn't seem very characteristic. I don't know. I gave that movie a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
very generic movie.
Not really, but it was. I mean, it's not really generic because it had the whole thing where like, oh, they're on the helping the Mexicans get guns. Actually, then again, that chain gun is pretty awesome. Because they had a machine gun thing. Maybe it's a 6.5.
Because they had a gun.
No, because I wasn't remembering too much. Like, I suppose that did make it a little more different. It was like a, yeah, it was like a, yeah, like a Tex-Mex. A Tex-Mex Western. Oh, that was funnier to me than...
Not the food, the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a 6.5. I'm going to change it right now before I forget.
All right, while you're doing that, my next movie I watched for my box set... See, I watched a lot in my box set, like, in a row. Was Risky Business.
Ooh!
Young Tom Cruise. Back when he wasn't as crazy. And I can see why people liked him.
and Top Gun probably
I'm not too. A huge fan of Tom Cruise, but... This movie? Okay, I didn't know much about this movie. And what I did know about it, I was wrong. Because I'm like, okay, it's about a kid whose parents go away, right?
Yeah.
And he has a house to himself. And the one scene everyone remembers is when he's, like, in his underwear and he's, like...
Slides across the...
Yeah. Jacked up music on the stereo.
Yeah.
And slides in on his underwear.
Yeah.
Which is, like, at the very beginning of the movie, pretty much. But... I'm always like, oh, this is going to be one of those movies. The parents are away. Let's throw a party. And then they throw a party. And then the parents are coming home. And he's got to quick clean everything up before that happens. And that's not what the movie was at all. That's what I thought it was. Because they kept, like, she's got, like, this glass egg. Like, pretty big.
Like a Fabergé egg type thing? Or
it's just a solid glass egg. Like, the size of a basketball. On their mantle, and they kept showing it. I'm like, oh, it's gonna break, as they keep showing it, and I'm not gonna spoil anything, but the movie is actually about prostitution.
Oh,
and I'm like, this is going in a completely different direction than I thought.
That is a risky business, though.
Yeah, because the whole point was like, for he's like trying to get into college and stuff, and they have to. Create some way to make money, so he basically becomes a pimp when he's in high school.
That's
and makes
awesome.
A lot of money, and that's I'm like, this movie's escalating a lot quicker than and I'm like, holy shit. And then he basically turns his parents' house into like a whorehouse.
Nice.
While his parents are gone and stuff, and I'm like, wow. Did not see the movie going in this direction.
Does the egg represent his innocence?
Maybe. I don't know. But
that's the quietest like
I don't know.
Maybe.
But, I mean, I just don't want to give spoilers and stuff away, but you can come up with your own conclusion on what happens there.
I'm guessing it's an alien. I'm guessing it's an alien.
It hatches and there's an alien that comes out.
Or dinosaur.
Escalated really quickly.
Just escalates way too quickly.
But yeah, it was a really good movie. I thought it was really, really good. I enjoyed it. I gave it a 7.5.
Nice.
Yeah.
The next movie I had... I've never seen, which I was very excited to see. Unfortunately, it's one of those movies that it's so popular that the spoiler about the movie is that everyone knows, you know.
What movie is this?
Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Citizen Kane.
Rosebud.
Yeah, everyone knows the whole Rosebud thing. If you don't, I don't want to ruin it for you. But Citizen Kane is about a guy. it's about a guy who eventually...
If you don't know what Rosebud means.
Yeah, if you don't know what Rosebud means, then watch the movie. And
you might enjoy it more.
Yeah. But it's about a guy who, when he's young, his parents basically sell him to this rich man who doesn't have any family. So he's like, oh, great. And then the kid grows up rich instead of at his parents' house. And he just is bored with being rich. So he just buys a newspaper because he thinks it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I want to run the newspapers. I think it'll be fun. And then he actually becomes very profitable and does a really good job running newspapers. And it's just about this guy who basically goes along his whole life just doing whatever he feels like because he is rich, but he becomes successful by it. But, I mean, at the very beginning, though, it's he had just died, and he uttered the word Rosebud, and so it's these newspaper reporters trying to figure out what that means. So they're going around interviewing all these people that knew him.
Oh, yeah.
And so basically the whole movie is a flashback of, like, all these stories of everyone, like, gathered stories telling what it is. And then it's at the very end, they finally find out what it is. Actually, they don't find out. We find out.
Yeah, it's one of those pan at the end type things, like, oh, that's what it means.
But my favorite thing, though, is the fact that, like, the coolest thing about this movie is that at the very beginning, it's like, oh, they're showing his life. It's like, oh, whatever, Charles Kane. His name's Charles, I don't know. Like, oh, Charles Kane, he did this, and he married this woman. Oh, they got divorced, and this, and this. And it's like, and it's just like, oh, yeah, whatever, just generic, shitty, stupid, professional, popular people things.
Celebrity.
Like, yeah, celebrity gossip type things. Like, hey, whatever, it's stupid. And then it goes into the movie, and it follows all those events, and it, like, you see it unfold, and like, oh, this has a lot more emotion than they displayed it, which kind of gives your brain a mind fuck because, like, wait, he's running the media, but he's running the media and yet not telling his own story. So it's like just this whole weird thing of convoluted noise. And, and goddamn it, Orson Welles, goddamn great actor. I don't know, I put this, I'm going to give it an 8. I had originally 7.5, I'm giving it an 8.
Yeah, that was a good movie. So, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but I remember it being amazing.
It was really good. I don't know why people complain about it. It's, and especially like the camera angles and all those cool shots that they did back then. Fuck, that's so good. You don't even see. I wish people like still did cool stuff with movies like they did in that. Like when he's just walking around the room and it turns, and then it's like in that snow globe, like that shot that was, or the broken glass wherever was on the floor. God damn it, it was so cool.
Yeah.
8. Citizen Kane.
The next movie I watched was recommended to me by Brian.
Ooh, from the February episode.
No.
Oh.
This is Bernie.
Oh.
He gave me a copy of the movie to watch, which I didn't know much about this one. I just remember it's Jack Black, and he's got a creepy mustache, and he's a creepy dude. And I enjoyed it. It was very weird, because it was like a mockumentary type thing, but it wasn't, because it was based on a true story. So they're actually interviewing real people from this event that happens, but they put it in with the movie. So it just seems like, oh, Bernie always liked getting, you know, da 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 da, and they're like talking, and then he's like doing his job and stuff. But it didn't click until after I finished the movie. I'm like, wait, those are real people. Like, those weren't actors, like, just delivering lines. Because at the beginning of the movie, it says based on a true story and stuff like that. But a lot of times I just dismiss it because that usually means the movie's going to be boring. Because I don't like history stuff. But it's just weird because he's, like, he works in a morgue. So he, like, injects them with stuff and, you know, takes care of the bodies and stuff like that. So he's, like, a creepy dude. But he, like, basically befriends this lady whose husband dies.
Okay.
But she's a complete bitch. But he's such a nice guy, and, like, it shows their relationship through the movie, and, like, wow, I can't believe he's getting along with this bitch. all this stuff. But it is an interesting movie. It was definitely worth watching. I don't know if I would watch it again, but it was definitely worth watching, like, just because it's different, and it's a very different Jack Black.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows him as the comedian guy, but this is, I mean, it's kind of, he's kind of comedic, but
he's a very lighthearted, like,
it's realistic. Like a dark comedy.
Oh, okay.
If you want to, if you think he's funny in this, that means it's dark comedy. But because it's about death and stuff. I mean, but the characters are very unique in this movie. Like, even the neighbors and the people in the town that they talk to, and, like, it just seems like it seemed like a weird movie to make based on a true story type thing. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
So it was worth seeing that. And then the next movie I watched on Netflix, because there was a bunch of actors in it that I was like, oh, and the directors and stuff, and I never heard of it. But I'm a big fan of Thomas Lennon.
Yeah.
And I think he directed or wrote it or something, and he's in it, but he's like a minor character. It's that guy that I was just talking about before that we recorded, the black guy.
Oh, God, what's his name?
From Office and stuff like that.
Yes.
But he's, like, the main character, and then Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
She's in it as well. And then the kid from Freaks and Geeks, like, the main kid, who's older now.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're, like, the main characters in it, and it's called Rapture Palooza.
Okay.
It's about the apocalypse, and it's kind of funny because this is the end.
Yeah.
He's in that as well, but it's kind of a similar type of story where people just get sucked up,
mm-hmm.
and the world ends and everyone's like moving on, like, oh, trying to live their normal life with like shit, like demons everywhere, but it's like a more comedy than it is. I mean, like, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, it's like
more
State.
It's more lighthearted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a State type movie. You know, the MTV's The State.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like things like the swarm of locusts are just like swearing at them. Like they're speaking and yelling at them. And they're like, oh, here comes the rain of blood. And they're just like trying to deal with like all these plagues that just keep happening. And they're trying to open a sandwich shop while this is all going on. And it's, I don't know, it's pretty funny. Like, the concepts are funny. I don't know if I've laughed during the movie, but just the thought of some of this stuff is kind of humorous. So I gave that one a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was just like, I like Anna Kendrick. I like Thomas Lennon. I'll check this movie out.
Yeah.
And it was, the one thing I didn't like about it, it was one of those where a scene happens at the beginning of the movie that is actually at the end of the movie.
Oh, and they do like 4 months earlier.
Except it's stupid because then as you're watching it, you know what happens.
Uh-huh.
It's like the freaking end of the movie. It's just like, unless you completely forgot that happened, you know how the movie's going to end.
Yeah.
And it kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, that was stupid. Oh, I know exactly what that is as you're watching it.
Oh, okay. Like,
even if you didn't, by the time you got halfway, you would realize what that was that you saw. And that ruined it for me.
Because
I'm just like, oh, I know what that is as I'm watching the movie. Like, when you watch it at the beginning, you're just like, well, that's kind of weird, you know?
It's like an item or what?
It's a scene.
Oh, okay. No, I mean like, you're like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Well, I guess it's the beginning of the movie, so it's not really ruining anything. But you see the main two characters standing above a hot tub with two dead bodies in it.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, take that, da-da-da-da-da. And then it goes back. And then as you're watching the movie, you're like, oh, I know who those two dead bodies are.
Oh, okay, okay. I wasn't sure if it was like an egg or something or like some weird book.
No, so it's like, oh, so I know that they end up dead.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like American Beauty where the person dies
and then he explains it.
Yeah. It's like we have to stop these people and then you saw them stop them.
Yeah.
So that was kind of dumb. Like they could have just started the movie with the title and cut that beginning part off and it would have been better. But it was still enjoyable. Like I'm drawing a blank on some of the other actors in it, but they were pretty good. They were funny. But yeah, 7 out of 10 on that one.
The next movie I saw was Bonnie and Clyde, which I kind of want to put together at the end, like a list of actors to see which to figure out. Because what was her name? Was it Faye Dunaway? Was in this movie? I think I've seen like 3 or 4 already with her in it. But it's what's his name? Shit.
See, I can kind of do that, but not because mine are chronological.
Uh huh.
So I saw, like, 3 of one person's in a row, and then I won't see him again. But, I mean, I guess Clint Eastwood was in a lot, but
I'm sort of seeing them in alphabetical order, kind of, but, like, not really. Because, yeah, it's D-E-W-C-B, whatever.
Because you jump around, like, where mine, I have them all, so I just went in order.
Well, I jump around because I can put them in alphabetical order, and then whatever ones I can find at the time, those are the ones I get. But, yeah, Bonnie and Clyde, what's his name? Beatty.
Warren Beatty?
Yeah, is that right?
Dick Tracy?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. I think it's Warren Beatty. If not, Warren Beatty, write me an email. And then Faye Dunaway. Played Bonnie and Clyde, which I kind of knew, but I didn't know. Like, I mean, I kind of knew that they were, that was a real story, but I, at the same time, like,
Warren
I don't know.
Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway.
Well, not, they didn't do it, but it was the Bonnie and Clyde were, like, real bank robbers.
Right. It was based on...
Yeah.
Like, Billy Kidd and stuff, you know.
It was a wacky movie. Like, the movie was really weird. Like, it just didn't seem like they... I don't know. It was... It, like, right away, he meets her. He's like, oh, you're pretty. Let's go to town. And she's like, oh, okay. Not even knowing them. And then she goes to town. And he's like, ah, you're not a real man. Yeah, I am. I can go rob the bank. Prove it. Okay. Goes rob the bank. Yay. Then they just say, we should do this all the time. We could have money. Let's go rob the bank. All right. So they go just fucking go out and just start robbing banks. And then every once in a while, weird things would happen. But then they end up meeting... his brother, who is played by somebody that I can't remember right now, another popular actor, him and his wife, and they're going around robbing people. And then at one point, Gene Wilder just happens to pop into the movie, which was funny because he was just
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, it was really weird, but there not much happened in the movie except for they're robbing banks and they're trying to cops are trying to catch them because like, oh, it's us, Bonnie and Clyde, ta-da! And then they drive off. And then they have shootouts with cops and stuff. But
even though I know I'm going to watch the movie again, because it's in my box set. But Natural Born Killers, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
No.
It's basic. Like, I haven't seen Bonnie and Clyde, but what I've gotten from it, it's like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
Like, imagine if Bonnie and Clyde were in present day, and there was media and all this stuff. Like, throw media coverage.
Yeah.
In with Bonnie and Clyde, and that's what Natural Born Killers is.
I just looked it up. Gene Hackman, it plays Clyde's brother. But yeah, it not a lot happens in the movie, but it's kind of cool because you see like all the things they did, sort of. But it's not very well put together, in my opinion, because I didn't really learn anything out of it. I don't know. Except, and there's conflicts within the group because Bonnie and Clyde are like, we're robbing the banks with Gene Hackman. And then Gene Hackman's wife would just stay in the car.
Oh, so there's more than just two of them.
Yeah. But then, like, yeah, then she's like, I want to cut. And then Bonnie would get all pissed off because she's like, she's not doing anything. We're risking our lives for this. And she's like, no, I'm along. I could get killed too. And blah, blah, blah. And that's, like, some sort
I'm
of conflict.
An accomplice.
Yeah. But, I gave it a 6. I have 3 movies left.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go. I got 4. Okay. The next one I watched in my box set was Amadeus.
Amadeus, Amadeus. Is that song in it?
No.
Oh.
No. Why would that be in there?
Because it's the name of the song.
Yeah, but it's about Mozart. It's like... It's...
Why did I think that... It's about Mozart?
Amadeus Mozart.
The song or the movie?
The movie.
Oh, I thought Amadeus was about, like, slavery. What am I thinking of?
Amistad.
That's it.
Which, this is Amadeus Mozart.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, yeah.
Yeah. It's a historical piece, obviously, which is funny, because I didn't think I saw this movie, but then as I was watching it, I remembered a whole bunch of it, so I think I watched it in high school or something.
Okay.
And I'm just like, oh, I've never seen this. And I watched it, I'm like... This is really familiar.
Who plays Mozart?
I can't remember any of the names. But the guy who played Mozart was really good. But, like, apparently a well-known thing. I didn't really know this, but it's apparently a well-known thing if you know about Mozart, is that he had a rivalry with this other guy who was a big composer in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And... Amadeus is like this young guy who's like, I'm really good, and then this guy is like, I am good and I've proved it, you think you're good and you're just starting up. So there's like a rivalry between the two, and Mozart dies and the other guy is blamed for his death.
Oh.
So at the beginning, that's what happens at the beginning, is like, oh, he's dead, and then like the rest of the movie is Amadeus and like escalating in popularity and stuff like that, but he's like crazy, like he's maybe brilliant but he's nuts, like in a crazy which it was really good, like the guy who played it was really did a really good job, and I can't remember the other guy's name, actor or character wise, but it was an entertaining movie and it was kind of cool because it's a history thing that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see how, because I'm like, oh yeah, composers were kind of a big deal back then because they did all the plays.
And usually they're invited to people's houses that they're like big important people like to play.
Yeah,
because these big dinners like and stuff.
The, the minister or the guy who ran the country and stuff.
Yeah, governors and stuff.
But yeah, because it's like, oh yeah, I guess because you know you learn about all these composers and stuff and just like, mm-hmm. oh, it's a guy who played a piano, duh, 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 and you're like that's all you think about it. But they composed a whole orchestra.
Yeah.
For. Like, in this one, there's a play going on that they don't have lines and stuff, but they had the music to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, that was the
their entertainment. Movies, yeah.
Like, that was everything back then.
So it's like, you know, John Williams doing all the famous movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I liked that movie. It was long, and there was, like, a lot of low parts, but mm-hmm. it was an entertaining movie. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
All right.
And then the next movie I watched, you saw.
Okay.
So we're not going to go into it too much, but You're Next.
Yeah.
I don't know what month you watched that one.
I want to say like that was maybe March or February.
But yeah, I don't remember what you said about it at the time, but I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
It was, at the beginning I was like, okay, this is going to be like a normal slasher movie, but it's not. Like it had a completely different feel.
That was January.
It was the first month.
Yeah.
It had a different feel than a normal horror movie. There was actually parts where I was, like, a little freaked out. Like, because I remember, like, not being in scenarios like that, but just imagining.
Yeah.
Like, it's dark outside. Someone's shooting through the window. We can't see out.
Yeah.
Like, and they're trying to get past the giant glass window. Like, that whole scene, I was just like, that sent chills down my spine, the whole dinner scene.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I always had nightmares as a kid. That a dinosaur would be outside, and I'd have to try to find the best place in the house where I, and all the windows were open. Like so, like I had to have to, like walk past windows. That reminded me of that.
Yeah, so it's like it like picks on little fears that people have about like you can't see out, but they can see clearly in. Like, yeah. So it was. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, like I said, like
and I don't want to give any of the plot away, but
no, but it was a. Cool things like the whole mask thing was like, oh yeah, they're just trying to be creepy. But then halfway through the movie, you're like, oh, about the masks and stuff like that. You're like, oh, okay, and it completely changes a different tone, but it's still cool.
Yeah, it was weird because there is a part in the movie where the whole movie turns.
Yeah,
and it's a completely different movie now.
Yeah,
but
it's still good.
It's still good. I like the first half better than the second half, but
yeah,
once they did that turn, it wasn't as good. I didn't think.
But it was still suspenseful to me.
Yeah, it's still suspenseful, and you still cared about the characters and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But, yeah, I gave that one a 7.5. If I didn't say it's 7 for Amadeus, but
okay.
7.5 for Your Next.
I gave Your Next an 8. So,
yeah,
pretty
so
close.
Pretty close, yeah.
All right.
And that 0.5 difference is probably you liking the second half more than the first half.
Yeah. Plus that song at the beginning was freaky as shit.
Yeah, it was. Especially where it just kept repeating the song.
Ding, 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 ding.
As soon as it ended, it played again. Yeah. It's just like, oh, God.
Alright, the next movie I watched, speaking of Amadeus.
Amadeus, Amadeus.
Was The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I didn't know anything about this movie. Except for that she's this lady who has a bunch of kids. And I learned all the wrong things about that movie. It's about this nun who's just too forgetful and clumsy, because it's a Disney movie.
Oh, it's funny.
And she's like, oh, she keeps being late for everything. Like, oh, nun in our... Oh, nun in our habitat, or whatever it's called.
Habit?
I don't know, what are they called?
It's a habit.
Habitat, yeah.
No, it's just a habit.
Just a habit.
It's a habit. That's why they always have the joke about, oh, she's trying to break the habit. Like,
okay.
Habit is where... Yeah.
I'm just thinking of animals then.
Yeah, habitat is very
animals. So she's like
nuns are animals.
She's animals for God. But yeah, they she's like, oh, she's always clumsy and forgetting things, blah blah blah. So like, well, let's go push her out into the world. Like, you go this man, this rich man, who's this head of whatever, I don't know. He lost his wife quite a while back, and he has seven kids or five kids? Probably 7.
I didn't see the movie.
Probably 7. I don't know. Whatever. A bunch of kids. Handful of kids. And they don't have a nanny. They have a nanny, but they don't have a, what are they called, mistress? Not mistress. Oh, shit. Not like a nanny, but a person that takes care of, a governess, to take care of the kids. Fuck, I don't know, whatever word. I thought
the nanny was what took care of the kids.
No, the nanny's clean, oh, maybe it's the nanny. I'm thinking of maid.
Yeah.
God damn it.
This movie really messed with your head.
Okay, anyways, so she goes there to take care of the kids, and obviously the kids are like, we've gone through so many of these. Oh, boy, blah, 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 and they try to play pranks on her, but she's so fun-loving that she's like, well, I can handle this. And then the father's just an asshole. But the father, who guy played the actor, the father was an awesome. He was like a classic Disney angry guy, but he was fun. But basically, it was about her dealing with the kids and liking the father and all this other stuff. And the father's saying, you can't do this. And trying to, she's like, warms up his heart and all this other dumb stuff. The songs were annoying.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't like musicals. I don't like musicals.
I don't like musicals. And all the songs I knew, and they repeated, like, the music of the song is like, oh, like, I recognize this music, because they're going to go into this song. Nope, it's just background music, like, seven times. You'll hear, like, the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So song, like, in the background for, like, an hour, and then some of the other songs they sing are just shit.
Do you have to watch Mary Poppins?
No. No. But, and the thing is, even all that, I gave it a 5.5.
Wow, this was...
Because that, the guy, the father, was a really good actor, and, I was annoyed by the songs and stuff, but I wasn't as annoyed by, like, it was still watchable. Mm-hmm. I don't know, 5.5. I don't like giving movies really bad scores, and the ones I do give bad scores, they deserve them. But I give that a 5.5. The next one I have, Jason watched already, and speaking of movies, Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
That was a long movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's Jason talked about it in, I don't know.
April.
And it's about a guy who gets framed for killing a guy, the king, not king, but like a governor or something. He gets framed and they make him a slave. The ship scene was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's on a ship and they're fighting other ships. That part was cool. And then the chariot scene was awesome. Then there's about another hour and a half after that.
Yeah, I thought the chariot scene was the end of the movie, but it wasn't.
No, you didn't even pop that second disc in yet. but yeah, like, it's weird though, because I mentioned this to you before. You said it's the time of Jesus.
Yeah.
And
he's just a background character.
He's just a background character. But
then they had that one whole scene where it's just like, it's like, okay, you're forcing this.
Yeah, it felt like Jesus was a background character, and then at the very end, it's like, just kidding, Jesus is the main character, because he's everybody's main character. And it felt like Ben-Hur's story didn't matter after that. You're like, well, that's kind of dumb. But like, the shit, yeah. But the ship scene, Charlton Heston was. Heston.
Yeah, Charlton
Heston was pretty good in that movie. But yeah, the ship scene I think was my favorite, because he's like, the guy's like, faster, like battle speed, ramming speed. He's just like fucking staring at him like as he's rowing. I'm like, yes, intimidation. But I gave it a 5.
Yep, I gave it a 5.5 in April, in case you didn't listen to that podcast.
All right, so I have one movie left, but those are the seven. Those seven movies are all on my list of movies to watch. So the next one I watched was for fun.
The next movie I watched was for fun. And it's, like, my favorite movie, and it's Garden State.
Okay. How was that after the years?
Oh, I still love it.
You do?
Oh, my God. I still, like, I was just, before I watched it, I'm like, I love this movie, but it's probably not going to be as good anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and I was like, yeah. I still love the lines, the lines and how stuff was shot. Like, now, though, I can see how some of the stuff could have done better.
Yeah.
But it was still a very strong movie.
Yeah, because I was saying the other person I know that loves this movie, other than you, is John Egan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's one of my favorite movies. And he had, like, the poster as well and stuff. And he said he watched it recently. And he's like, it must have just been, like, my time in my life that movie was relevant, because now it's not that good.
No, yeah, because it's definitely, like, if you can relate to it when you're younger and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I still love it. I gave it a 10.
I mean, my mom's still alive.
Yeah, mine is too. But oh, yeah, I hope so. I'm just talking about, it's like the whole, like, not knowing, moving away, and now you're coming back home, and
who you are, and
not,
stuff.
Yeah, figure out who you are and all that, yeah. So I still gave it a 10 out of 10. And I only gave one other movie a 10 this year, and that was Scott Pilgrim. So, but yeah, I love that movie. And then I watched the next one, which was my last movie for the month, which I watched on the 31st.
Nice.
Was The Color Purple.
How was that for you? I watched that in high school.
Hell, at least it wasn't the worst movie I watched this month, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? There's a lot of nothing going on in this movie.
Yeah. From what I can remember, it was basically people just living their lives.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a barn.
There was, like, a couple scenes, and it's just like, okay, this is happening. And all of a sudden, boom, they jump, like, so many years in the future.
Was that when the lady was singing?
And then they jump again. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was her sister or something. Yeah. Like, because the guy comes, like, when they're young, comes to the house, says, I want to marry your daughter. Mm-hmm. He's like, you can't have her, but you can have this one. And then he takes her,
mm-hmm.
and the whole time he's wishing he had the other girl, and treats her, the girl he does have, like, crap. And the girl doesn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, Whoopi Goldberg when she's really young.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Oprah movie as well,
mm-hmm.
where she gets punched in the face.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, there was a... It felt like a lot of nothing going on. And then at the end of the movie, you're like, yay for her.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like...
Well, it's... I mean, I think it was more of a... Yeah.
I mean, I can definitely see, like, the importance of the movie, because mm-hmm. we didn't have a lot of, like... I don't know how to say this without sounding offensive, but black movies?
Yeah.
Like...
Sorry. I thought you were going to say something a little more, just not... Like, you watched her as, like, growing up?
No, as in, like, big production movies. Yeah. Like, this is how we lived.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it sucks because, like, a lot of, like, even though white people fucked over, like, African-American people in the past... We have, like, there's, like, Roots, which shows mm-hmm. the whole thing, but that's a...
That
like
was a TV show. 8-hour yeah.
long movie. And then it's like, oh, Glory, we're fighting with black people in the Civil War. Like, yeah, good for you white people. You know, it's like, it just makes us look like just complete dipshits because...
Well,
because,
like, you have, like, Gone with the Wind
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that where it's, like, white people.
Yeah.
And then you got Color Purple, which is kind of, like... The Black Gone with the Wind.
Kind of, yeah. Okay.
Kind of. I don't know. But it's like, they're like, putting women off, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The men are in control, and da-da-da.
Yeah, and the South, too.
Yeah. I don't know, I didn't care much for this movie. I don't know. Maybe... I don't know, I don't like Oprah.
Yeah.
I actually liked that scene where she, like, stood up, though, and ended up getting punched in the face, but...
you like it because she stood up or got punched in the face?
Both. And then, I mean, it was actually kind of weird, because, like, a young Whoopi Goldberg looks nothing like Whoopi Goldberg now.
Yeah, because that was, like, what? That was in...
85.
85?
Yeah.
I watched it in, like, the 90s.
I mean, I don't know. It's just so weird, because, like, whenever I picture, she's got the giant, like, cheeks...
Yeah.
And smile and stuff, but she was, like, skinnier in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her face was, I should say. I'm not talking about her body. Like, she's got the giant cheeks.
Well, that was, like, 29 years ago, so, yeah. I mean, she's probably our age back then.
So, yeah, I gave that a 5 out of 10. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great. It was dead in the middle.
All right.
That was the last movie I watched of the month.
Oh, okay. The last movie I watched of the month was the one I watched for fun, Chernobyl Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's my problem I have with just horror movies in general. I love horror movies, but it feels like majority of the time, the last 5 minutes depends on whether the movie's good or bad. I don't know why, because it's like...
Because there's a lot of good movies, and then, like, the end's like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, it's fine, but, like, but if you're watching a horror movie... The end will, like, determine whether it's good or bad sometimes, because it's like...
Oh, they lived, or they died, or...
Like, kind of, but nowadays, everyone fucking dies from everything, and it's like, oh, so you just watch them run around for an hour and a half, and it didn't matter, you know, or whatever. Or, like, oh, you just ran around for an hour and a half, and then, you found out that this is the killer, but it's not really... And then it's like, oh, nothing changed, because you didn't catch the killer, and then, whatever, or, like, it's... Like... The reason
is
I like
it a slasher movie?
Not really, but it's about.
Because I thought this was like the movie where they go to Chernobyl.
Yeah. What it is
weird stuff's going on?
Yeah, it's about a bunch of friends, a guy and his girlfriend, and he's going to propose to her on the trip, so you know he's going to die right away. He's like, I'm going to propose to her. And then it's like, so it's like him visiting his brother in over there in Russia, and then like his girlfriend, and then his girlfriend's friend. So it's the four of them, and they're like, hey, I know this guy who can show us this cool tour. And he's like, oh yeah, and this Russian guy's like, oh, I can take you to Chernobyl, show you the city. And like, so they go there, and they pull up, and like the guards are there, like, we can't let you in today. They're doing maintenance in there. And he's like, oh, okay. So they're like, well, we'll find a back way in. So they go around the back way. Of course,
I just don't know why you would want to sneak into a place like this.
Yeah.
Radiation and
all
that. Well,
they have a radiation detector because it's been so many years.
But still, like, sneaking in to a radioactive site.
You can't be there for too long, so, like, they're like, and then whatever. But, so they get in there, they walk around the building and stuff. The atmosphere of the movie is cool because it's just, like, abandoned buildings and, like, really close. And I thought this was like, a found footage movie. I thought it was, like, a handheld thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, too.
It's not at all.
So it's actually shot well.
Yeah, it's shot decent for walking through those things. But then they're like, all right, time to go. And they try to get the car doesn't start. It's like, oh, generic. But apparently there was wires pulled out and, like, fucked it. Like, something fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, does that mean someone's here? Well, we'll just hide in the car till daytime because creatures come out at night, like, you know, animals and stuff like that. Because it's Russia. Who knows what the fuck's there?
Yeah.
And then, of course, bad stuff happens. People start dropping off. And then they're like, oh, yeah. And then one friend gets kidnapped. So, like, oh, we got to go find him. And they're running around in these buildings up and down and all stuff like that. And then slowly they get drop off one by one by one until there's basically one person left. And then you sort of find out what's happening at the end. And then credits. You're like, great. I was having a lot of fun. And then the whole reasoning behind what was happening was stupid as shit. It was stupid. Like, I was hoping in my mind that this was going on, but it was just this. It's like, no, fuck. It's, I don't know. It would just piss me off. And I still liked it in a way, but I had a 6.5 on it, though.
But, so you enjoyed it.
Like, I enjoyed it.
Up until
like, the end, because it's just like, fuck you. It'd be like if you're... It'd be like, let's say, for instance, you're watching a vampire movie, and it's like, oh, all these vampires are killing all these people and stuff. Oh, my God. And then, like, at the end, it's like, oh, the vampires aren't real. Just kidding. It's this dog with a fucking cape who killed people. All right, great. The end. You know, or just something like that. Like, oh, this isn't fucking even what you're looking for. Like, this isn't even what you're thinking the whole time. It's just like, oh, slap you in the face at the end.
It's like they're trying to do a twist in the movie and they do it too hard.
Not really. Not even. It's like, it's just like an offhanded, offhanded line. It's like, oh, well, this happened. Oh, okay. That's it. I don't know.
You ended the month on a down note.
Not really, because the highest movie I gave was an 8 and the lowest was a 5.
The highest I gave was 10. The lowest I gave was a 4.
I mean, pretty much my average was 6.5.
I gave a lot of 7s and 7.5s.
Yeah. I get a lot of 6.5s this month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope. 3, 4.
So, best movie, Garden State. Worst movie. Well, best movie is Garden State. Best movie for my box set would have been... Oh, I almost said that one. That was last month. Shining.
All right. Best movie I had was Citizen Kane. Worst is Ben-Hur.
And then the worst movie was Chariots of Fire.
All right. So that wraps up for July of 2014. Stick around for August because I've watched one movie already. That's cool.
Yeah.
If you want...
20 more movies to go.
I don't even know. I think I have, just like booklet-wise, I think I watched enough movies to... Like, if I watch a movie a week... I have August wrapped, I think, already. Wait,
this should be 19. No, 20.
I have August wrapped, and yeah. But if you want us to watch any certain movies, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail, stuffbyscott@gmail.com. If you watched a movie and liked it or didn't like it, compared to us,
I do want to mention, Brian suggested a movie to me that said was on Netflix, but it wasn't.
Oh.
So... I'll have to...
What's that?
It's called Love.
Okay.
It's a space movie.
Okay.
He says it's kind of like in the vein of like Moon.
Mm.
Where it's like isolation type.
Love.
But I wanted to see it, but it wasn't on Netflix. Otherwise, I would have watched it. Well, and that's why I watched Bernie instead.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can find it. Like I said, yeah, if you want to request movies other than just Brian... Because I know some people, I know newer people that talk to me about this, so I know you're listening. Mike and Craig.
Yeah, and don't suggest movies that you know we talked about.
Yeah. But yeah, if there's any movie that you're like, I want to see what they think about this movie.
Oh, yeah, I watched that documentary after you talked about it.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
Then they can tell us, like, oh, yeah, I watched this movie because you mentioned it, yeah. And I never knew this existed, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool to get ideas for movies.
Yeah. But yeah, stuffbyscott@gmail.com. Other than that, anything else?
I got nothing.
All right. So that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thank you.